It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The ongoing COVID-19 health crisis could be a blow to the future workforce because it means fewer people are going to college. In the Lone Star State, a collaborative initiative is tackling the issue. Ross Brown has more from the Texas News Service.
Future Focus Texas is a collaborative effort to maintain the state's college enrollment rates despite the effects of the health crisis. Texas Commissioner of Higher Education Harrison Keller says university enrollment was down 3% statewide this fall compared to the previous year and down 8% at two-year institutions. Keller sees the pandemic as the most significant disruption to higher education since the end of World War II.
Enrollments at many of our colleges and universities are down, especially at community colleges and universities that enroll greater numbers of low-income students.
He adds the pandemic is disproportionately affecting underrepresented students, including low-income, Hispanic, Black, and rural Texans. Future Focus Texas is aiming for regular contact with high school students and their school counselors to reinforce the importance of learning beyond high school. John Fitzpatrick, executive director of Educate Texas, says 350,000 high school seniors in the state are at risk this year of not enrolling in college for 2021. He says high school counselors and college admissions officers are critical to the initiative. They're typically the ones who engage students about attending college, which is extremely hard at this time.
You know, a year ago, it was really easy to find a high school senior in the hall of the school. But now, the student may not even be in the building. Counselors and college recruiters are being forced to pivot, and we're trying to provide some additional resources, tools, and strategies.
One early warning sign that prompted action was a decline in applications for federal student financial aid. Fitzpatrick says 700 counselors across the state have already agreed to participate in the outreach effort. The data show only two Texas regions saw enrollment increases, the Southeast and High Plains, while the Gulf Coast region showed the greatest decline. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. Following last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, some are calling for new leadership in the Republican Party, including commentator Walt Rubel.
Trumpism was an ugly and violent political movement that was always destined to die an ugly and violent death. A mere election loss was never going to be enough to kill the movement, regardless of how decisive that loss may have been. Donald Trump told us before the vote in 2016 that he was bigger than our elections. Of course he wouldn't agree to abide by the final decision. If he lost, it must be rigged. As I write this, there are five people dead following the riot at the U.S. Capitol, including Capitol Police Officer Brian D. Sicknick. He died fighting off those who months ago were undoubtedly proclaiming that blue lives matter. I would like to think that's enough bloodletting to finally kill Trumpism, but we know that his most deranged supporters have more violent criminal acts planned for the days ahead. Among those eager for more violence is Otero County Commissioner Cooey Griffin, who joined with the trespassers and fantasized in an online video about blood running out of that building. He explained to Albuquerque Journal reporter Elsie Kaplan that his comment shouldn't be seen as a threat, but rather as a warning. "I look at myself more as Paul Revere," he said. Does that make the 81 million Americans who voted for Joe Biden all redcoats? There were 74 million Americans who voted for Trump, which means that group must include a lot of good, kind people who were, and still are, happy with the tax cuts, deregulation, and friendly Supreme Court justices. But that was always a bargain with the devil. The Republican Party will survive, but it needs new leadership. Even today, its top officials are still perpetuating the big lie that the election was stolen. When order was restored and the vote was finally taken in the wee hours of the morning, Representative Yvette Harrell sided with the rioters. Some are lying to boost fundraising. Some, like Steve Pierce, for political reasons, hoping to get more restrictive voter laws passed in the future. The motive really doesn't matter at this point. They have convinced millions of Americans that their deepest, darkest suspicions are true. Their vote doesn't count. The system is rigged. And if you can't achieve change at the ballot box, there really is only one alternative. The challenge for Biden will be to reach out to responsible Trump voters and assure them that they will still have a voice in our government, and then follow through with that assurance. Trump voters have an important perspective that needs to be valued, but not all of them. Those who are fantasizing about blood flowing from the U.S. Capitol don't get to participate. Not until they get help.
While Rubel's columns appear at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.